Evidence of a giant lake beneath the Antarctic ice has been gathering since the 1970s. Suspicions were first aroused after a team of Russians drilled deep into the Antarctic ice to get a climate record core sample. According to Montana State University microbiologist John Priskiew, a veteran Antarctic researcher, the Russian scientists were puzzled by what their ice cores revealed.
As they got deeper, though, they hit this very funny ice, a different kind of ice that no longer had layers, didn't have climate record layering in the bottom. So they stopped drilling to try and figure out what the heck they were getting into.
What they were getting into was the vicinity of Lake Vostok, more precisely the region at the bottom of the ice sheet above the lake. By 1996, scientists had gathered enough data on the structure of the ice sheet and the terrain beneath it to publish an article in the journal Nature describing the hidden lake at Vostok. Russia quickly launched a project to drill through the 4 kilometers of ice and gain access to the long hidden lake. That drilling and core sampling continued every year since. John Priskiew sampled some of that 400,000-year-old ice core, which he says contained colonies of cold-adapted microorganisms, much like those found growing near deep ocean vents.
Other ones, based on our DNA data, suggested that they would get their energy from minerals in the water. These organisms actually can mine the minerals in the rocks. So, and then they apparently are producing new carbon to feed organisms that eat reduced carbon.
Preparing to drill into Lake Vostok without contaminating it has been a complex job. Priskiew says the Russians have taken extreme care to avoid introducing surface bacteria or pollutants into the lake's virgin waters.
They will put no probes into the lake or any hardware. But what they'll do when they penetrate the lake, they will back pressure their borehole and they'll let the lake water come up into their borehole. They will not let any of their borehole fluid go into the lake. So when they penetrate, only lake water will come up.
According to plan, water will rise up through the borehole and be left to freeze over the Antarctic winter, so the scientists can go back next year and analyze it. But that's water just from the lake's surface. While the Russians will be the first to tap it, teams from the United States and England already have established projects to drill into the ancient Antarctic ice. Priskiew expects that within a decade, an international team will explore Lake Vostok's deepest regions.
I also predict that once we really start figuring, these systems out, we'll find they play a role in biodiversity on our planet, an important role in biodiversity, a role in terms of carbon sinks and sources, which is important for the atmosphere.
Priskiew expects today's discoveries in the Antarctic will inspire a new generation of scientists to unlock the secrets of this vast and still largely unexplored world. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.